And you missed all of us?
Oh, definitely.
You sound excited to see us.
Yeah. Everyone doing? Good.
Okay. Well, how's the off-season been for you?
It's been awesome. I took a new approach to it this year. You know, tried boxing. That was a great thing for me. Helped me with my feet work and, you know, cardio. Work on my hands, not grabbing as much. As you can see, I had gloves on a couple years ago. So, yeah, I took in boxing after that.
What made you make that decision to try boxing to help you?
It was basically cardio. Basically, you know, I heard it's great cardio.
Did someone suggest it to you? Or?
No, I was just thinking of it. I mean, I had flashbacks of the gloves in practice. So, just wanted to try boxing.
Those bad memories of the gloves going on?
It was actually fun. It was funny, but it helped also. But I had, you know, boxing is pretty fun. It's an intense workout. So I actually loved it.
So do you like spar with someone or just up against a bag or just a bag?
It was just, you know, technique-wise, you know, just endurance, working on speed, hand speed, and
That's down in Miami.
Yeah, down in Miami.
So you got skills there that can carry over to football from boxing?
help with your hand placement. You know, as you see, it was a problem with me a few years ago. And I'm also moving your feet, you know, standing on your toes, inside your toes, stuff like that.
Excellent. The success that you earned last year, do you enter this year with a different mindset in terms of I know what I can do and now it's more fun? What is your mindset now that you know that you've achieved a bit of that success you knew you could do?
The mindset is just going in with a smarter, I'm going in with a smarter approach this year. I learned a lot from last season. In the previous season before, I learned from all my mistakes. I learned different techniques and down the distance than certain teams do. I learned from how this player is different from the next. I can't compare every player to put them in the same boat because they all specialize in something different. So I learned a lot from the previous years into this year. I mean, I'm taking everything I learned and jumping into the next year.
So you're harder on yourself then? More expectations?
Yeah, more expectations, definitely.
I think it'll be like now trying to tackle Adrian Peterson.
First, it's going to be weird. You know, Adrian's been here for many of years. He's been, everyone in Minnesota loves him. Not only the team, but the fans, you know, the family and everything. So it's going to be weird, first of all, seeing him in a different color jersey and a different logo. It's going to be definitely weird. And also playing against us in the home field is going to be weird also. But, you have to do what we have to do. You get the ball, have to tackle him. You know, usually we don't tackle him and don't touch him at all in practice. But that's also going to be different.
What do you think fans might be like? Do you think they'll give him a nice cheer or be kind of mixed? Or what do you think
about that's something I can't answer. You know, that's something we have to see when that day comes. You know, you never know, you know, how people feel. You know, that's a moment type thing. Once that moment happened, this is when we all figure it out.
How many times have you tackled him in practices? Like training camp, goal line situations, anything like that where it's come up?
Zero.
Really?
Which team best from Adrian, do you think?
Adrian was just a guy that was quiet, but also when you asked him something, his work ethic, you asked him anything, he won't be afraid to tell you the truth. You know, he'll tell you how it is. He'll tell you about his experience. And his testimony and everything. So that type of guy you need around. You know, he was also a leader, you know, on the team. You know, once we needed that person to speak up, he was that guy. And then he wasn't afraid, to see what was on his mind.
Xavier, have the Vikings and your agent at all discussed anything about a contract extension?
I haven't asked at all about that. But, whatever those, my Vikings and my agent have going on right now, That's what they have going on. That's why I'm here working out with the team, because I'm focused on more about bonding with these guys and just getting to the season.
So you're hoping to maybe get it settled in a manner like Harrison did last year, first week in June, maybe by then or so?
I just answered that question.
Do you care if it goes to, deep into camp or?
I don't, man. Like I said, I'm just here trying to work with these guys and get everything situated right now, you know. Man, over the years, you know, we've been playing over as a team, and I feel like that's going to come. You know, that's going to happen. As long as I continue to work hard and play hard and do the right thing, I mean, the contract is going to come. And I'll leave that to my agent and his part. I'm going to be over here handling mine.
Sandra, with facing Adrian that first night of the season, I know it's a business. This is a good example of that. But how do you separate your feelings from the guy who's on the other side? I mean, he's on another jersey, but you played with him for a long time.
You just said it. It's a business. You know, I mean, I got to do my job. You know, my job is to tackle him, make sure he don't get in the end zone or get the first down when it's needed for the Saints to get it. But at the same time, you know. You know how much, how important he was to the team, but now it's a different mindset where, you know, he's on the opposite side. We have to do it to stop him from being Adrian Peterson.
You imagine there's going to be a lot of talking back and forth that first game when he's out there?
I don't know. Adrian's not a talker, actually. You know, from what I remember, I mean, you guys ever seen him talk tries anyone?
Gets hyped up.
Yeah, he get hyped up at that big run. You know, I don't ever see him turn around and say something to the person behind him. Yeah. So I don't think. Probably this game probably gonna be a little emotional to him. But you know, like I said, it's a moment thing. It's gonna whatever happen during that moment. You don't know how he'll feel during that moment. So he might be the one talking trash. He might see a new Adrian, or you might not. You might see the same agent that's going to bust out a run or get stopped or get frustrated. You never know. You never see it. I mean, you don't have to see it at that moment.
Do you guys feel like you've got any sort of inside secrets on how to stop him or limit his effectiveness?
I think that's Adrian Peterson. So, I mean, it's hard. I mean, to be honest, guy is one of the best. So, I don't think it's a blueprint on how to stop that guy. It's just, try your best and tackle him. I done seen this guy ran through plenty of people, so.
Sabre, did you take any time after the season maybe just to kind of reflect and try and figure out, you know, what went wrong at the end of the season, why you guys weren't able to close the way that you guys started?
I mean, yeah, I mean, that's the prime, that's the real reason why we're here today. We go over in the team meetings, figuring out, I mean, how can we correct some mistakes we made last year and not do the same this year. And then we feel like sometimes defense-wise, towards the end of the season, we just, like, gave up a little. You know, we got to finish strong towards the end. You know, we played good in the beginning. We played awesome in the beginning. You know, and, some in the middle, but towards the end, you can see that we gave up, you know, with the coach. You know, we gave up a lot of yards with the coach and the Packer. You know, games like that, we have to just finish strong. How we started, we need to finish the same way.
Did it feel like you guys maybe worn out physically toward the end of the year? Or?
I mean, that's something that I just feel like we just was, you know, we just ain't playing Vikings football at that moment, at that time. You know, I don't know what the reason for it at that time, but, you know, so like I said, we just need to finish how we started.
Does your draft day seem like a million years ago, or does it seem
It seemed like, honestly, it seemed like yesterday. You know, I'm going on my fifth year now, and I feel like I'm going on my first. It's like I'm still a rookie. I can still remember the day I came in here and met Christian Ponder and Kyle Rudolph and Frazier, Coach Frazier. I mean, I can sit here and name the whole moment and feel like still feel fresh.